Good morning. Thanks for tuning in to the Beth Wee Radio Hour, an hour dedicated to helping you find connection so you can live your best life. Must be the 5-on-5. Boy, the 5-on-5 sure is popular, huh?
It is.
Here in the studio, everybody loves it. And again, the 5-on-5 this week is sponsored by a wonderful Vero Beach salon called Kaleidoscope Hair. And over there you will find Formerly With The Color Experience, Sandra Reynoso and Callie Ruiz, and they are dedicated to giving their patrons the best cuts, the most natural color, and everyone's favorite, extraordinary shampoos. Just sort of rolls off the tongue. They're located in the Kmart Plaza here in Vero Beach, Florida at 1545 U.S. Highway 1, or give them a call at 772-569-3645. Kaleidoscope Hair, get a new twist on your look today. They will truly give you something to be grateful for.
Well, the 5-on-5, I went out looking for people again.
And I asked, soliciting.
I solicited. And this time I said, is there any flower that you're grateful for? Is that a weird one?
Like bleached or?
Well, I didn't, none of them thought that. And they all, it was really weirdly, they all went, well, a flower, well, oh, yeah, well, there is. And they all came up with something.
Really?
Isn't that weird? Because they thought at first, a flower, what? And then they, oh, yeah. So here's the answers I got. You ready?
I am ready. It's exciting.
Okay. Number 5, ginger. When it blooms in my backyard, it brightens the whole area and changes my whole outlook. That's a nice thing, huh? Number 4, gardenias, because they remind me of my grandmother, and all of a sudden I'm safe in her arms. Isn't that a sweet one?
Nothing like that fragrance.
Yeah. Number 3, lilacs. They remind me of a happier time when my kids were babies and life was simpler. Plus, I love the color purple. That's a good one. Number 2, gladiolas. They make me think of my mom. She used to raise them on a farm my grandma had. They always make me happy. And the number 1, daffodils. First of all, I like the name. I like the way they look, and I like that they prove that spring always comes back.
Very cool.
Weren't those nice?
Those are.
Yeah, I thought they were kind of fun. The 5-on-5. We do 5 things to be grateful for because we feel like gratitude is a way of life. And when it is, it's a good life.
And we try and focus on things that you otherwise wouldn't think of.
Yeah. Well, when you do it the way we suggest, if you do it the way we, in Beth Wee teaching, I have a spiritual heat. It's a journaling technique that I teach. There's notes about it on our website. If you want to go to www.bethwe.com, what is it under? Notes? Is it under notes? I think that's what it's under.
You know,
notes from different work, from 3 different workshops I did at 3 major women's events on the other coast. But one of them is on spiritual heat, and the H-E-A-T means something, but the T is, you know, being thankful.
Thank.
Yeah, and we ask you to do 5 new things every day. And when we say new, you can't repeat it. Sounds easy at first. When you're into like your 15th, 20th year doing this journal, you are noticing the weirdest things in this world because you're looking for them, because you notice all the little details. Today we're talking about self-esteem and humility. And we're talking about, do you value yourself? Do you really know how wonderful you are? Do you know what you're good at? Do you know where your strengths are? Do you know what your talents are? You know, these are some of the things that we talk about. We had some worksheets at the workshop. Do you remember that? And we had people fill out some of the things. I asked them to list 5 of their strengths. And some of the people in the room couldn't pick out 5.
Challenge.
Yeah, it was a challenge. So we tried to help them. You know, we tried to talk about it. So I threw out, like, courage, friendliness, you know, I was gonna, like, creativity, you know, things that maybe they weren't thinking of to get them going on the path. But how about you listening at home? 5 strengths. Do you have 5 that you can list readily? If you don't, I want you to work on that. Because that's something that will just make you feel better about yourself, knowing what your strengths are. How about this? Do you know 5 achievements that you've had? Now, achievements don't have to be like, I was elected president of the United States of America. I've almost said something, and we never talk about stuff like that, so that never mind. But it could be, maybe it is a graduation. Maybe it's learning how to use your iPhone. You know, maybe it's overcoming an illness. Maybe it's getting your wife to say I do. Maybe it's whatever your achievement is.
Did you take a walk today for your health?
Yeah, whatever it is. But listing 5 achievements is kind of a cool thing. Then after that, we asked them, how about 5 admirable traits? That was a funny one, because people were like, what do you mean? What's an admirable trait? I was like, well, do you get along with your family? Are you spiritually hooked up?
So, you know, and look around, something that you recognize in somebody else as an admirable trait.
Right. Are you willing to admit when you're wrong?
Are you honest?
Yeah. Different traits, whatever it are. These are things that if I'm saying this and you're going, oh my gosh, I don't know if I could do that. I want you to think about it. Just recognize, first of all, that you don't know if you could do that. And that's a tough thing. Because everybody has more than 5 admirable traits. I've never met a person with less than 5. Everybody has at least 5 and plenty more. Then we said 5 ways to treat yourself without using food or money. Those were harder for people, weren't they?
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
You know, we talked about, you know, going to the beach just to hear the waves. How about scheduling a nap? How many people do that for themselves?
Yeah.
Because when you're tired, you're tired. Schedule a nap.
Do you enjoy reading but never make time for it?
Right. Or chatting with a friend. Not because you're going to accomplish anything. Just to have the chat.
Crossword.
Yeah. Any of these things. Then we said 5 ways to help another person. Because you know why? Because helping others does increase self-esteem. Because if you value yourself and your talents and did you get what I'm saying? We're doing this after we've looked at our strengths and maybe there's things you can give that somebody else needs. And that makes it easier for you to help another person with where it's going to matter, where it's going to change how you feel about you.
And it can be simple. I mean, is there somebody you know that would appreciate a phone call?
Right.
You know, there's been times where I've been feeling glum and somebody's called me on the phone and it was a gift.
Yeah, that's a perfect example, Lee. And then the last thing we had was 5 things that made you feel good. You know, for me, people
things that make you go,
You know, people that know me know I like to tell jokes. I do like jokes, don't I?
You are a kidder.
I know. I like jokes. I like funny ha-has. I like to laugh. I enjoy that. People who know me know I like birds.
Yeah, birds.
Poor Lee. We'll be meeting somewhere to work on, you know, business, and it's busy. And he goes, okay, wait a minute. Is it a bird or a baby?
There are 2 things that I sacrifice Beth to instantaneously.
Yeah. I need a bumper sticker. I break for birds and babies.
Birds and babies.
Anyway, but that's the kind of thing we're talking about. You are a treasure. At the beginning of this hour, I started to talk about Mel Fisher. He was looking for treasure. Look in the mirror, my friend. Look in the mirror. I want you to look for treasure.
Find it.
Yeah. Those listing 5 little things about yourself here and there. It sounds like silly little work, but I'll tell you what. You'll be able to look yourself in the eye when you look in the mirror.
And here's a good cheat, folks. If you're having a hard time, ask somebody dear to you. Mm-hmm. Ask somebody dear to you. Get a second opinion.
Right.
Because I know that if I'm struggling, I can make a phone call to somebody and they'll be able to tell me things. And you know what? Accept them. Don't debate them. Don't deny them. Accept them.
Right. Let it be. And so it is. And so it is. But, you know, that's what we're saying is, you know, like Mel Fisher, you know, the search is worth it because I believe you can find the mother lode right in your own heart. In your life, it will be the find of the century if you can find self-esteem and humility. You know, we're talking a lot today about a lot of things. We said humility is knowing who you are pretty much at the level of truth, right? Mm-hmm. Self-esteem is valuing yourself based on that truth. Should you ever lack either, ask for help. I love that you just said that. If you can't figure out what one of your admirable traits or one of your strengths, you know, ask somebody who knows you. Do I have any strengths that you recognize? People are good at different things. Thank you. Earlier you were talking about getting the yard ready for company while your wife was getting the house ready for company. Two opposite ends of the spectrum, but the entire house is ready for company.
Well, you'll probably remember my brief story of I was at a low time. I've struggled with depression at periods in my life, and a dear friend of mine, Adam, when we would speak to each other, we'd say, quick, say something spiritual. I was speaking to him one night, and it was said, and I says, you know, buddy, I don't think there's anything you could say spiritual enough to make me feel better tonight. And he said, how about that a guy like me is so blessed to have a friend like you? And it brings a tear to my eye now. And I said, well, that's a start.
It is. It matters. It really does matter to people. You know, you're a treasure. I'm just going to keep telling you that. You are a treasure. And if you don't know it, we want you to know it. We're going to take a little bit of a break, and when we're going to come back, we're going to talk about some activities that will help you improve self-esteem.
Tools.
So stay tuned. We'll be right back.
If you connect with the thoughts and words of Beth Wee Radio Hour, you should click on our website to find ideas that will help you live your best life. At BethWee.com, you'll discover Beth's weekly blog that encourages growth, a format you can fill in to create a prayer of victory to help you through a tough time, and in-depth videos teaching on 12 steps, even if you aren't battling alcoholism or addiction. Beth speaks to your personal place of brokenness so you can rise above it. All this and more at BethWee.com. Check it out today.
And welcome back, folks. I just wanted to take a quick moment to mention that we will be continuing our monthly series of workshops, and the next one is going to be on July 9th, and it's going to be Relationships 101. You know, and it's the whole world is about relationships. It's our whole lives, and that is Saturday, July 9th. The registration begins at 2 p.m. The workshop is from 2:30 to 4:30. $20 includes refreshments and materials, but as always, if that is an obstacle to you, please don't let it be. We always have folks willing to sponsor people that want to be there, that need to be there, that just don't have the means to be there. So please don't let that stand in the way. It's at 520 Royal Palm Boulevard in Vero Beach. You can find more information at www.bethwe.com. Go to upcoming workshops. Relationship 101, July 9th. See you there.
So we've been talking today about self-esteem, knowing who you are, being happy with who you are, and, you know, living into who you could be. It's a beautiful thing. It's self-esteem and humility. They kind of walk hand in hand, and they're important parts of a quality life. So we were going to give you some tips and pointers on ways to improve self-esteem if you're struggling a little bit here and there. That's our game. The first one, Lee, I'm going to tell them to pay attention to your inner voice. What does he or she need? What will calm him or her down? What helps you when you're feeling tense? Does music help? Does rest? Do friends? Making that phone call like you just spoke about? Should you go for a walk? Do you need to pound nails? Whatever it is, when you're feeling that inner voice is in a state of upset, what will make that calm down? These are things that you need to know about yourself because you're valuable and you're worth it. And just like anybody else, you deserve to know what will make things better if you're struggling. Do you ever have that inner voice say something to you that makes you go, oh my gosh.
That little voice. What inner voice? Oh, yeah, that inner voice. You know, and it's funny, too, because Diane tells the story of at one point trying to come to terms with what her concept of God was, if you will. And her little son, Patrick, who I believe was 9 at the time, she says, you know, Patrick, I've been thinking a lot about what God is. She goes, what do you think God is? And this little boy sat there for a moment, and he thought, and he says, you know, Mommy, I know what God is. And she says, well, what? He says, I think it's that little voice inside me that tells me to do the right thing.
Oh, that's, you know, sweet.
That's wonderful.
Yeah, that little voice is inside all of us. And we have to learn how to listen to it, for sure. Okay. Another thing that will help you in self-esteem, and you're going to laugh, eat well. I know it sounds crazy, but if you limit your intake of junk, you will feel differently. You will feel differently. I mean physically, and the physical affects the emotional. Now, junk for you and junk for me might be two different things. You know, maybe junk for you is coffee. Maybe junk for me is sugar. Junk is different for different people. Do you agree?
But we're speaking about knowing yourself,
right?
And part of it is knowing my body,
right?
You know, and it's, and again, another worthwhile investment,
right? If staying away from potato chips will make your life better, can you do that?
And have you ever considered it?
Right.
Have you ever considered sugar?
That's a good point. That's a good point. Have you ever considered it?
Mm-hmm. I had trouble sleeping, and all of a sudden I realized that I was drinking coffee at 5:30 in the afternoon. I gave up the coffee. It made a huge difference. And, you know, and today I've switched. You know, I enjoy a cup of coffee now and then. I drink decaf because, you know what? I can't tell the difference.
Yeah.
And I've eliminated the caffeine.
That's good. That's good. How about this one? I'm going to give number 3. Take time for hygiene. You know, invest in yourself by giving time to self-care. It could be shaving for both guys and gals, I guess. Shaving is something. It could be nail care. It could be teeth. It could be, you know, going to the dentist on a regular basis. It could be going for a checkup. But taking care of yourself is an investment in yourself. You only invest in that which you value. And when you don't value something, you don't invest in it. That's an important one. Self-care, it's important.
Every now and then I will take extra time in the shower, and I will spend a little time, extra time grooming my goatee. I'll brush my teeth a little extra. You know, I'll trim my nails, a little extra time flossing, you know, a little extra time in the shower. It's weird. Maybe it makes me sound metro or whatever you want to say. I got to tell you, though, I like it. It's nice, and it's. I walk out of there feeling good.
Yeah, it's a gift to yourself.
Yeah.
And it is. It's an investment in yourself. Yeah. Okay, the 4th thing I have, schedule things you enjoy. You know, write it on the calendar. Like, for example, I have a large family, as you know. I have 9 siblings.
I heard.
So I love when I can take time to send cards for birthdays, or for, like, you know, Mother's Day, Father's Day. I try to get a card for everybody that's a mother or a father and send them a card just to let them know I'm thinking of them. I value them as a mother and a father. I value them as a sibling, and I love them. And, you know, it's an easy thing to do if I'm thinking.
And if you schedule it, don't do it as an if I can fit it in.
Right.
If you put it on the schedule, make it a priority.
Well, because it's who you are. I am someone who likes to let people I know that I love them. You'll see that in my blog today.
Oh, okay.
You're going to see that in my blog. That's a little preview for those of you. This blog goes on Facebook. If you ever want to be a member of our community, we send a different blog on Sundays. Just go to www.bethwe.com and go to the Contact Us page and just sign up. We never give your contact out to anybody. And we just send one thing a week, and it's just a little thought for the week to get you grooving in the right way.
And if you're not a Facebook person, you can read the blog on the website.
Yeah, you can go to the website. Yeah, the blog is listed on our website.
And these radio shows as well. And it's I've been negligent. I will be updating the radio shows shortly.
Shortly. Very good. Okay, how about this one? Do something you keep putting off.
Oh.
This is my favorite line. Turn a to-do into a ta-da.
And you know, there is, you want to talk about a gift to yourself. If I'm not doing it and I know I want to be or need to be doing it, it's in the front of my mind all the time.
Isn't it funny how that is?
And you know, and it's making me nuts. And once I do it, it's like,
ta-da.
Yeah.
Yeah, it was a to-do, now it's a ta-da.
Yeah.
But it makes you feel good.
Absolutely.
It makes you feel good. Yeah. Okay. How about how you dress? How you dress matters. Now, it depends where you're going. Even, now, I always talk about going out, clean clothing, blah, blah, blah. But what about when you come home and you can get on the comfy clothes? That's taking care of yourself, too. You know, you don't have to keep the high heels on when you're at home. You know, kick those babies off or whatever it is you're wearing. But that's the thing. It shows that you care about yourself. Self-esteem is caring about yourself.
My poor wife, my daughter gave me for Christmas last year a tie-dye onesie. And my wife looked at me and she said, really?
Have you ever worn it?
Constantly.
There you go.
I love it.
It's a comfy clothes. Yeah, it's one of the comfort clothes. So that's important too. How about this one? Number 7, reward yourself with culture. It could be music, movies, books, dance, art. We all love something.
If you're here local, we've got the Riverside here, and it is a treat.
They do a nice job.
Yes, they do.
Yeah, and our art museum is lovely too.
Mm-hmm.
You know, but if you're not local, go where it is for you. Yeah. But reward yourself with it. Find out where the live music is playing. Go to the comedy club if that's what you like to do.
You know what I've been doing, Beth? I love the library. The library is a wonderful place.
Yeah, it's a good place. So look around. And, you know, the library, you might even see some art. Some of the Vero Beach Art Club in our little library, they post in the library. Walking up the stairs to the second floor, you'll see wonderful artwork by local artists.
I wound up speaking with a librarian that was wonderful. We had a wonderful conversation about books and about philosophies. It was great.
Yeah, it's a good place. Okay, let me see here. How about number 8 if I say surround yourself with positive people? Is that good for you or no?
So important.
It is important, you know? Positive people rub off.
Saturday Night Live, Debbie Downer. If you've seen it, you know what I'm talking about.
Yeah, but it does matter. You know, you sometimes have to be with the people that are downers, especially if they're people that you love. But you have to give yourself a measured dose of that and move on. Okay, number 9. Learn something new with regularity. Okay, I mean, it could be a word definition. It doesn't have to be something hard. It could be a phone app. It could be a way to cook. It could be a new route driving. You know, whatever it is, learn something new whenever possible. You may discover a new skill that you didn't know you had.
I have one bumper sticker on my car, and it's one of ours, and it says, be teachable.
That's it. That's number 9. Okay, number 10. Keep your nest uncluttered and alive with items that delight you. If you're feeling small or you're having a rough day, go to those items and move them around. You know, dust underneath them. Just remember the joy. Intention is the key.
Well, you say dust underneath them. Clean your space.
Yeah.
Are you living in clutter?
Well, create your nest with intention.
Yes.
And take care of it with intention.
And if it's a challenge, my wife gave my daughter a great gift. Pick up everything blue.
Yeah.
You know, it was a start. It was a way to get started, a way to start taking action.
If you're having a clutter issue, and some of us, some of you listening, some of us talking, some of us ever.
Some of us sitting here in a white shirt, blue pants, and a blue tie.
We have an issue with clutter, and we need to do it. So pick up something blue. Pick up everything blue.
Yeah.
See what you can do. Get all the blue stuff off the floor.
It's an action.
Right. And those are just 10 things. These are 10 little activities to help increase self-esteem. They didn't sound that big, like you're increasing self-esteem, did they? Didn't sound like you're doing heavy lifting. It doesn't sound like you're going to a shrink. It doesn't sound like you're doing anything except becoming mindful
and taking action.
Yeah.
You know, I can't emphasize that enough. It's just, taking a step.
Well, we believe that your self-esteem will blossom if you take action. And, you know, if you try some of the tools we just gave you, we believe your self-esteem will grow.
Act yourself into new behaviors.
Yeah, yeah. Because that's why we're talking about it today. We believe in you. You might not believe in you, but we believe in you.
We know you have value.
Yeah. Humility always comes first. How can you esteem somebody you don't know?
And none of us were created without value.
That's right.
It's part of the package.
We thank you for listening today. We hope it helped you. We hope it challenged you. And we hope some of you are still thinking about the five traits that you wanted to list.
And as that great speaker Kojak once said, who loves you, baby?
Yeah. Thanks for tuning in. We'll talk to you next Thursday.